Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, happy Father's Day, by the way, I had the opportunity to preach at our Westerville campus, and it was a joy to worship with them and look at Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I just wanted to share just briefly this morning just something that God really challenged me with as I was preparing for the message. And just want to highlight a couple of verses, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Verse 25 says, "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'Jesus, what is written in the law? How do you read it?' And he answered, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live.'" These are references to the Old Testament passage, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, which obviously this expert in the law would have been familiar with. But interesting in verse 30, as Jesus actually tells the parable, he says, "Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.'" As I just was thinking about that passage, this is a real road, right? It's a rocky road, about 17 miles long, an elevation drop of about 3,000 feet from Jerusalem to Jericho. It would have been a road that many traveled on, especially even the reference to the priests and the Levites. It would have been a road that's traveled often. There would have been robbers on it, right? Just with the crevices and just different places for robbers to hide. So that's kind of known as the Bloody Road. It would have been known that, but a road that's traveled normal. And it just got me thinking about, what are those normal roads for us? What are the normal everyday paths that we travel? Whether that's restaurants that we eat at on a regular basis, or baristas that we might even see at a coffee shop that we frequent often. The places that we go regularly, the office, the cubicles, right? Maybe it's a ball team or a school that we attend. What are those places that we go so often that we have our eyes closed to, that we miss those God-ordained divine appointments that He's placed for us? You know what I mean? Those everyday places really are precisely where God has placed you, placed me as a representative of His gospel, right? He wants to use us in those places to share the good news of His great love, right? In our neighborhoods, in our offices, at the ball fields, in our schools. And I just wonder, what are the places that we miss that God would have us share His love with? You know, we've been praying this whole month of June, through the Gospel of Luke, specifically Luke chapter 10, verse 2, that talks about the harvest being plentiful and the laborers being few, and that God would raise up laborers in His harvest. And you know, so often as I pray, I just pray that God would use me, that God would allow me to be a laborer in His harvest. And when I read this portion here, thinking about this road that's traveled often, I'm just thinking, who are the people that I come in contact with on a regular basis that I need to show Christ to, that maybe I just give a word of encouragement to, that I ask Him how I can pray for them? What are those opportunities? So I want to challenge you with that this morning, maybe just to pray through, what are some regular opportunities that you might have to share Christ with people, to share the good news of the gospel with them? And then after I pray, I just want to encourage you to take some time to pray towards that end as well. Father, we love You. Thank You for an opportunity just to grow in our walk with You. Thank You for Your word, the truths that it holds. Thank You for the opportunity to work through this book of Luke. And Father, I pray that as we've read it, as we pray through it, that You would just continue to challenge us, convict our hearts, Lord, just to love You more. Lord, just in reference to that verse in chapter 10, verse 27, that we would love You with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, with everything that we are, and that we would love our neighbors, Lord. And just what are those opportunities that we see on a regular basis to do so? Lord, may we honor You in those ways this week. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen.